Chris Ledger.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he's a nice horse. Done everything right. We're more than happy with our bloke heading into today's run.
Which one's your best?
We really do like Yes, Sir, and Race 1.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Yes, Sir, and goes to the two Wangaratta Gallopers, but Yes, Sir.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're at Swan Hill today. We love Swan Hill. I reckon the conditions would be nice up there today too, Whitey. I reckon it'd be nice up there, a beautiful part of the world, Swan Hill. And we're going to dominate proceedings just like Nathan Hobson. We'll get to him shortly, but we need to talk about grass.
Yes, because our track manager sleeps in when it comes to Swan Hill. We know that, but he still does send through the information. And I can tell you that the rail position is currently true the entire circuit, and that will remain that way for the rest of the day. The track conditions are soft five.
Do they normally
move the mid currently true. No, I wouldn't have thought so. I was meant to say that the penetrometer reading is currently a 5.75 with the track conditions, as I said, soft five. Weather overcast. Mm. There's been a mil of rain over the last 24 hours, 14 mils of rain over the last 7 days, and there's been no irrigation put on the track in the last 24 hours either.
That is a detailed report from you today.
It is. It is. Hey, I've got some other information, which we'll get to shortly, but we might try and track down our man James Winks. Have we got time?
Well, we've always got time for James Winks.
We've always got time for James Winks.
If we've got stories, you need to... Yeah. Give us a reason, but just by the way, on a very busy Tuesday edition.
Well, he's been busy this morning, so might want to talk to James.
All right, stand by. Don't worry about him at the moment, though. We've got Nathan Hobson, who basically is the mayor of Swan Hill. He joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Hobbo.
Morning.
Got a big day for you, a very, very busy day for you. I don't know how you do this. I don't know how you get them all to be right on Swan Hill race days, but you're a bloody genius, you are. Let's start with race 2, number 15, Musically Gifted. It's got to start. Matty Lloyd in the saddle. Now, hasn't had cracking form, Hobbo. What are we doing with the gift today?
A couple of weeks ago, so still learning about her. So we'll just have a look at her today and see what she does.
Righto. Not overly effusive in your praise just at the moment, but hopefully that changes. Then you got race 6, number 1, 7 and 9. Rock Tycoon, Peddler and Highway to Success. How do you deal with knowing you've got three in the race, and how do you keep your eye on all three first up?
I don't know. We'll just try our best anyway, but I think Rock Tycoon's going really well. He had a little jump out at Horsham the other day. It was pretty impressive. He won it pretty easy, so yeah, probably a bit worried about the weight, but hopefully the class will prevail, and he's probably my best for the day.
All right, that's race 6, number 1, Rock Tycoon. We'll take that as a given. Race 7, number 1, and number 3, Pillbox and Miss Mitzi. Number 12 as well, Fabrication. And which one of those are you leaning towards?
Pillbox has probably got the ability, but he's been a bit disappointing in his last two starts. So hopefully back on his home track, he's got a good record. I think he might be nearly won two races from three starts here. So, hopefully he'll be an each-way chance. And Miss Mitzi, she's been pretty honest too. Like, she tries every time, so she might be an each-way chance too. And Fabrication, and neither. So hopefully they've all got an each-way chance.
Right, each-way chance in race 7. And then race 8, the last leg of the quaddy, last race in the program. You got three as well, 1, 8 and 16, the Enzo. I think we've spoken about before the Enzo. Easy Sheriff and Tempers Flair.
Yep, Enzo won good here at Swan Hill last start, but he was very disappointing last start. So, we're just a bit worried about him. And we had a bit of a shower of rain this morning. Not sure about him today. Easy Sheriff. He went really good last start. He won here too, so hopefully he'll be a good each-way chance, and probably even better if he won, because he might get a bit of prize money off me brother.
A family affair. We love all that sort of stuff. So your best today, just recapping for the promo, Hobbo. We need a nice, clean edit for the promo when you get a winner tomorrow, or today. Who's your best today?
Rock Tycoon.
Rock Tycoon will take it. Race 6. Number 1, and the early market's $3.30 at tab.com.au, Whitey.
Now, Nathan, what I want to know is, are you making Matty Lloyd famous, or is she making you famous at the moment?
Oh, she's probably making me famous, I think. She's riding really good, isn't she?
She's a star.
Oh, she's fantastic. She's doing such a great job, and coming to town and continuing to ride heaps and heaps of winners, and obviously you've been instrumental in her career, and we've spoken to you about her before, but how proud are you of her, just about how well she's going all around Victoria?
Yeah, no, I'm very proud. Like I said, when we won at Flemington the other week, this time last year, we were at places a lot of people haven't heard it, you know, Poon Carey and Val Reynolds and Broke and Hill, and we're riding a lot of winners there. So no, it's been amazing the last 12 months for her. So hopefully she's nearly got a full book at Moonee Valley Friday night, I think, so her manager said.
Yeah, but,
great.
Yep. Yeah, so well, it does clearly sound like she's making you famous. But what I wanted to ask you is what makes her so good? What's the talent that you see in her that might make her just a little bit extra special?
Just the way she sits on. She's very balanced, and just, you know, I've just seen the improvement. Like, she probably had 150 rides, you know, with me before she really knew how to read a race and ride a race. So, yeah, she's just amazing, the improvement she's had, and a lot of positive feedback from other trainers as well.
Well, she's going gangbusters, as are you. Hobo, must be said. Lots of winners for you recently as well. I backed a few of them, so I'm thinking you're an outstanding trainer doing great things. Good luck to you today at home track at Swan Hill.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, boys.
Good stuff. Nathan Hobson with his best today, race 6, number 1, Rock Tycoon, amongst a host of chances. I reckon you'll finish up in front if you back a few of his horses today at the home track. Seems to be a pretty good recipe for success.
Absolutely. We're going to have a chat to Rocket after the 7 o'clock news, but James Winks will join us around about 7:30 half, because a little bit of news, just a little bit of an update. I'll explain more a little bit later, but you'd want to have a little, listen.
Any tease at all?
Cox Plate champion, how he's gone since.
Oh, righto. Okay, stand by.